Good morning. Welcome into the Monday edition of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Shannon Gray, and kicking off this week, as always, we've got Texas wheat producers Steely Fischbacher. And Steely, we are happy to have you here on Monday, as always.
Yeah, great to be here.
Yes. And, kicking things off, we are looking at the new year. We're also wrapping up 2020. And with that, there's a lot of research that y'all keep up with, you fund on occasion even. So what updates can you give us on those research projects from this year?
Well, sure. We're nearing kind of a big time for us in our research work and the funding cycle that we have. In that in January, we have our deadline for proposals. So we put a call out this week to all of the major universities in Texas and those who are doing research in wheat, calling for their best ideas that they have and the funds, what funds they need to achieve some of these research goals that they have. We call that our call for proposals. So we've put that out now. And so over the course of the next month or so, we'll be receiving proposals from researchers across the state. So some of these may be related to variety trials, which are very useful for our farmers to get out in the field and see how things perform, as well as the breeding program that we fund here in the state. The TAM wheat breeding program has been very successful, put out a lot of really great varieties, popular varieties. For our farmers to use from different things like hybrid wheat. We've been able to fund different the development of hybrid wheat from the public breeding segment. We've been able to fund some of that recently. The use of drones, incorporating that into the breeding program. We've also had proposals on cropping systems and looking at different rotations with wheat, looking at the addition of cover crops into a wheat-based cropping system. And then looking at different rotations, right? So, is there an economic benefit of that? What is the agronomic benefit that you might get in your following wheat crop? All of those questions, I think, are really important for our producers, especially as we're hearing a lot of more focus from our producers on no-till systems, minimum till systems, soil health type things, and a lot of really renewed interest in cover crops. And so, kind of digging into, will they work in our regions? Can they have an economic benefit plus an agronomic benefit? I think is really important. Just recently, AgriLife posted a press release that they had about adding grazing and the economic benefits that that could have in cover crops. And a lot of that came from the work that we fund here at Texas Wheat and that cropping system work that we're looking at and the different rotations and what the benefits are. So, really interesting article there. We do know there is a grazing, can be a grazing benefit for wheat in a dual purpose system, or even just in a graze out situation where wheat can be an important component of that cropping system. So looking at various rotations and seeing what the economic benefits are, I think is very important. And we're happy to fund that as the Texas Wheat Producers Board. Our board members each year read through all of these proposals and pick out the ones that they think would be the most beneficial to wheat farmers in Texas and try to get those funded with the checkoff funds that we have available. So really looking forward to that progress to that process that we go through, receiving and then evaluating those proposals and trying to get the best bang for our buck for farmers across the state. So kind of just kicking off that process here, and we'll continue to provide updates as we move through that system.
All right, wonderful. And then with that, trade, I mean, it's been a hot topic for the last 4 or 5 years, I would say, but especially this year. And you have some supply and demand news that you've really been just kind of watching and you're finally ready to share with us today.
Sure. So we have a few new developments. We've been watching on the supply side continued dryness in the U.S. We've talked several times from week to week about the U.S. conditions and how a large percentage of our wheat acreage across the United States is facing some form of drought. We've talked about supply decreases in Argentina. They have a recent update to their projections for their production of the year. And it looks like they may have their second lowest wheat year in the last decade. So that's also beneficial when we start talking about the global market for wheat and where the U.S. could expand our exports. Brazil is a target that we have for increasing exports to Brazil. We've been trying to tackle that on the trade policy front through negotiating and implementing this tariff rate quota that I've talked about before. We've had that in place now, but also Argentina being the main supplier of wheat into Brazil, if they have an off year, that's really beneficial for us. So we're watching that in terms of demand. Another situation, a really big news situation, is that just in the last week or so, Russia has announced that they intend to implement an export tax. So that is scheduled to come online in February, the middle of February, and run through June. Typically, what we'll see whenever we have an export tax like that in a major exporter is that that is favorable for demand of U.S. wheat. So we've seen some support in the wheat price lately from that announcement. Would need to watch that closely, especially as we get closer to that February timeframe. Sometimes what we'll see is whenever Russia announces they might do an export tax, we'll see a kind of a rush to get as much exported as they can before that February 15th deadline. It's still really early in this process, but we haven't seen that yet. So that's going to be something very important to watch. But that may be a major factor in our wheat prices as we move into the spring. If you kind of combine that with what we're seeing in dryness in Argentina and other reductions of wheat production around the world, that could be favorable. At the same time, we have to balance that with the knowledge that we are expected to hit record world production of wheat. And we do still have ample carryover supply. Always as a factor in this conversation is the fact that China is expected to have more than half of the wheat, of the available wheat in the world in storage. Carryover stocks would be in China, and so that always factors into the conversation, but we have to also acknowledge that they are not a major exporter, so they don't have quite as big of an impact on our prices as somebody like Russia, who is a major exporter. So as we move through the season, we'll just continue to watch these supply and demand areas of interest and see how they play out. But right now, it looks like that is kind of the story and lending support to our wheat prices that right now are above $5, which we haven't seen as much in recent years. So definitely a favorable outlook there at this point for wheat prices.
Yeah, and you made a really great point there that we are expecting at this point in time a record supply of wheat, which is why one of the other big factors that we have to consider is really marketing our product and letting folks know that we do have a quality wheat supply here in the U.S. There's a push of new ways coming about to do this, especially through 2020. What have you seen there that's really, you know, kind of new on the wheat scene?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, 2020 has been a new animal for all industries, but even within the wheat industry, we've had to kind of figure out how to operate within what people are calling this new normal. But our current conditions is kind of what we've been saying. So there's been a heavier focus on video, whether that be video conferences, online meetings, that type of thing. But something really exciting, I think, that the wheat industry has really kind of rallied around is producing high-quality video content, almost as high-quality as what you would see in a documentary. They've put out a new video called Wholesome, and it takes you through the entire system of wheat, so all the way from seeding, managing that crop, harvesting, grain handling, and then goes through how that grain is exported. The group that put this together is U.S. Wheat Associates, so their primary focus is on increasing U.S. wheat exports. So that's kind of the focus of the video, telling the story of the high-quality grain that we grow and how it's handled and managed and inspected and how our customers can rely on that high quality to be delivered. And so it's a really great video. It interviews several wheat farmers across the United States. So there's one from different regions. Closest to Texas, there's a Kansas farmer and an Oklahoma farmer who talk about planting their crop and then managing it throughout the season. I think is just really well done and very exciting for us to have this high quality of a product that we can put out, not only to our export customers, which is where the focus of the video really is, but I also think this could be really impactful for consumers here at home. We know that consumers want to know more about how we grow their food, and I think this video touches on all of those questions that they might have and really tells the story of wheat. So really proud of our industry for putting this together, and proud of all the farmers who participated in it. We'll be pushing this out in the weeks to come and months to come. There's going to be a bigger push to really try to get as wide of a reach with this project as we can. Right now, it's still being discussed within the industry how to best manage that and achieve those goals that we have. But definitely, as you mentioned, kind of some new and innovative ways that we're looking at promoting our product.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we will look forward to sharing that here at KGNC with our ag listeners and also just the everyday folks, because as you said, the more information we can put out there that's factual, that can teach folks about where their food comes from, the better off we all are.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, wonderful. That was a great wrap up and great start to the week talking about wheat. And we look forward to doing it again next week. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, that is Silly Fischbacher with Texas Wheat Producers, and that's going to round out our show today. Please go out there, make it a great Monday, a great holiday week, and we'll be back again tomorrow. For KGNC Agribusiness News, I'm Shannon Gray.